Rose Leslie is tuning herself in. She's, are you unplugging yourself or are you plugging yourself in, or were you about to scurry and leave? I mean, things were, you were really professional whenever the record was playing, and now we're on air, you just...
Exactly, I duck under the table. No, the wire was caught, so I tried to untangle it.
Rose Leslie, star of some of the biggest shows that have ever come out of this country, Game of Thrones, Downton Abbey, of course, Luther. But today you are not here to talk about appearing on television.
I am not. No.
We are going to be talking about watching television.
Exactly, yes.
Now, you strike me as someone who doesn't have time to watch TV because you're one of the most in-demand actresses in the world.
Well, that is very kind of you to say so. But no, I am, I'm here to talk about Sky Box Sets Club.
What is this box set club of which you speak?
Of what I speak. So this is basically Sky acknowledging that everybody loves talking about their favourite box sets. And so they have decided to set up a club, very similar to a book club, let's say.
Well, now, how similar to a book club is it? Because we all know, Rose, that a book club is just an excuse to drown yourself in Chardonnay.
And gossip. similar to the point that everyone can interact with one another, and you can be with your friends, or you can set up a kind of connected group via Facebook or Twitter, and as a result you're kind of bonding and kind of sharing your passions for the episode that you've just seen. So it's great for people to get together.
So give us some of the rules, because you have that voice that when you give rules, I think Britain will listen. What are the rules? What type of decorum do you require when we watch box sets together?
Oh, I think a rug and a bowl of popcorn.
Good.
And I think, do you know what? Last night I happened to see Billions. And so that is
Damian
now my
Lewis.
New Damian Lewis. And a bit of Paul Giamatti. Let's not forget him.
I bumped into, I got stuck in a snowstorm with Damian in New York about 18 months ago.
Did
he was
you?
He was carrying this book about a Wall Street trader. And I said, what's that? And this is what...
And here it is. It's now fruit. Yeah.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's brilliant. Oh, I loved it. Kind of cracking, obviously, certain calibre of acting and cracking writing. Oh, my gosh. And it was fast-paced. And I loved it. I thought it was a brilliant first episode.
So the problem... I'm going to give you my problems with box sets. And will the box set club help me?
Okay.
Because I drink and box set.
Nice.
This is a problem because sometimes what we do is we have a bottle of dinner of the evening.
A bit of Chardonnay?
We'll stick on the box set, a little bit of Chardonnay. Yeah. The next day, sometimes I'm not sure where I need to pick up again.
Oh, no.
I kind of go, did I watch that? And then I go, oh, yes, we're back.
Oh, brilliant. But if anything, then you get to kind of like go back over what you already adored. So it's a bit like, it's a double whammy.
It's like a groundhog day.
Once again, I'm watching episode 4. Love it. It's a groundhog day. It's a good groundhog day.
It is a good groundhog day. How can we guarantee that members of the box set club don't go ahead? Because this is divorce territory for most people.
It is the
new infidelity.
Yes.
Exactly. What do you mean you've gone ahead?
You finished it without telling me. How dare you? I completely agree. I mean, this is when we're going to have to trust ourselves with humanity and look people in the eye, or not if it's over Twitter, and be like, don't you dare move forward without me. But yeah, I know. I didn't quite know. That's when you're going to hopefully have to kind of lean on your friends telling the truth.
So your favourite box set at the moment then is...
Oh, that's a tricky one. So what do I love? I love a lot. I loved Fortitude. I can't wait for that to come out again. I love True Detective.
True Detective, very good.
Wow.
I have to say, do you, because being in some of the biggest shows that everybody else box sets and watches, do you watch yourself?
I am so narcissistic. It's insane. I love watching myself.
Did you see...
No!
No? Because Samuel L. Jackson was on Graham Norton. It was brilliant on Friday night. And they were talking about what they watch. And Samuel just said, if I'm bored, I just get all of my movies. And when he watches himself...
Well, being a cracking actor, you can't go wrong, can you? Well done, Samuel.
So you're never tempted?
Well, do you know what? If it were to come, so something like Game of Thrones, I left a couple of years ago, and so I'm now with everyone else kind of watching it as an audience member sitting on the sofa on the Monday nights. And, I'm completely enthralled. So I can watch that easily, no problem now that I'm dead. But prior to that, it was...
Spoiler!
Yeah, spoiler. Sorry, guys. Also, it did happen in 2014.
Spoiler for box set people catching up.
Souls. Sorry. But yes, I think prior to that, then, yeah, you just kind of fast forward.
We've been watching the O.J. Simpson trial on Box Set. Yes. which cool. for a man, well, it is cool, but if you're a man of my age, it's quite disturbing because we knew how that finished. And yet I'm still glued to
Doesn't everyone know how that finished?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it is the most pointless show, and I'm glued to it. The nation's most addictive box set, in at 10, Prison Break. 9 is Father Ted.
Father Ted.
Father Ted is still in there.
Do you remember Father Jack?
Oh.
He used to petrify me.
I do. You see, you say Father Jack, and yes. I was almost about to launch into something which could not be broadcast on radio. And making a murder, Breaking Bad, but right at the top is Game of Thrones. Now, you've been in two of the nation's favourite shows. Which was more fun to actually be in?
Ooh.
And on a day-to-day basis?
On a day-to-day basis, I think I'm going to have to go with Game of Thrones on that one, purely because location-wise, it was sensational. We got to shoot in Iceland. Wow.
Now, you were in Iceland, so how much time did you spend in Belfast? Because we're
quite a lot.
Because we're very, very proud
absolutely.
Of Game of Thrones.
How come you guys, why wouldn't you guys be, rather? I mean, it's wonderful. So the majority of everything gets shot in the paint halls in Belfast. But we were in Iceland for a couple of weeks, if not more, kind of every single season that I was in it, at least. And that was a wonderful thing. It was just magical.
Did you ever shoot in Tollymoore Forest Park?
Yes, we did.
Well, that is right beside my house.
Is it?
In Dundrum, County Down. And we always used to see the
wonderful.
Game of Thrones people turning up there, yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful there, isn't
it? It's stunning. And kind of cinematically, it looks so just vast and just magical on screen when you see it.
And the great thing about Game of Thrones is that you can play Irish actor bingo, because every Irish actor... there's Liam Cunningham. Conleth's in there too.
Conleth, yes.
It's great.
I feel that that might also be the same with The Fall.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Love a bit of Jamie.
Love a bit of Jamie.
Oh, Jamie could tie me up anytime. Now, we last saw you in Luther at Christmas. Is there going to be any more of that?
I hope so. But do you know what? I'm not actually in the know, Patrick. I'm not too sure if there will be. I think certainly that the way that it ended, it is open. 100%, but I think that would be down to the collaboration of Neil Cross, Sam Miller and Idris, those three magical men.
I have just realised the problem with talking to a BAFTA award-winning actor is that when she says stuff, you don't know whether she's in the know or not.
Ah, okay.
Is she bluffing me?
Can you read my eyes?
I can't. I can't read your eyes at all. Is Idris, is he the coolest man in the world?
Oh God, he's cool. And the man, he has such kind of charisma. When he walks into a room, he has a real presence, and he's relatively tall as well. But yeah, he's got a stance. He's a wonderful man.
He's kind of got it.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff that you've done has been done in this country, but
yes.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I feel slightly sad that we are going to lose. Oh, she's just ruined
I've
the
done
mic.
It.
She just it was all going so well. I was about to pay her fourth compliment of the interview.
No.
Can we just get her out?
It's terrible.
She's ruining the studio.
I knocked
here.
The mic. What am I doing? I'm going to leave the water for now.
It's fine. I have a feeling we're going to lose you to Hollywood very soon.
Ooh.
Because there are movies. We've one coming up with Ray Liotta.
Yes, very true. And then I was fortunate to work on a film called Morgan, which we actually shot in Belfast as well. Believe it or not,
everything's been done there.
But yeah, no, it's wonderful to kind of dip your toes into all the different mediums, whether theatre or film or TV. I've been very lucky so far.
And so what's next? What's your next project?
What's my next project? Oh my God.
Oh my God, totally.
I'm going to...
Really?
My next project, I'm going back to stage.
Wow.
So yes, I'm going to be doing a Mike Bartlett play called Contractions, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I hope the contractions aren't that painful and very enjoyable. We could probably chat right the way through. Simon Mayo would not be happy with that, as he's on air at 5 o'clock. Rose, thank you so, so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Continued success.
Thank you.
And get out of the studio before you break anything else.
Yeah, done.